Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? The 49ers have a new special teams coordinator, and I think that this probably matters more to me than anybody else that I know. The 49ers have hired Brant Boyer as the new special teams coach, which I could not be more excited about. I don't know who else breaks down every single special teams play. I know that there are great film guys, people that know way more than me, that do a better job than me, and all those things. But I can honestly say I haven't missed a special teams play in 3.5 seasons for the 49ers, and it has sucked. It has been terrible. And if you subscribe to the 49ersrush.com or a Patreon and you watch those breakdowns, it's only the maniacs that go through the special teams tape with me. More four-letter words are said during that 35 to 45-minute period a week than offense, defense, even worse than Nick Sorensen. Now, defensive coordinator obviously plays a bigger factor in games than special teams coordinator, but it has just been rough out there on these special team streets. But the 49ers have made a change, and I could not be happier. So I've been spending time, I think yesterday or last 2 days, I think it's going to be Brant Boyer. And so I started doing a lot of research just on who he is personally, who he's played with, who he's coached with, all these different things. So I had a little bit of that built up. But when the news were announced, you know, I know everybody else is live right now, and that's great. I hope their shows are killing it. But I want to do some more research before I just did a live react show. And so I've got a page and a half notes on Brant Boyer. The more I look, the more I like, baby. So we're going to be breaking down Brant Boyer, what his playing career was, what his coaching career was, what are some takeaways, where his efficiency ranks are special teams wise. Even this is not a strong. I went through Twitter. I just typed in 49er or Jets fake punt and scrolled through like 7 years. He's been coaching there since 2016. And I was able to find 5 video clips just on Twitter in the search feature for 5 different fake punts that have been attempted since he's been the special. I'm sure there's more, but 4 of them worked. So 4 out of 5, pretty solid. Is it possible that Kyle Shanahan finally attempts a fake punt on purpose? I don't know. I think that might be one of the caveats of the job is Kyle Shanahan says, look, dude, you be a special teams coordinator, but you can't fake punt. No fake punts ever, 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 ever. 0 attempted fake punts in the history of Kyle Shanahan as a head coach, which is crazy. 0 fake punts in 8 years, 11 successful fake punts against the 49ers in that time. So you have converted 0. Other teams have converted 11. Some of them huge. Think about the Seahawks. Think about the Rams. Cost is big. I hope this is something that Shanahan would incorporate into the game and at least allow it. Mitch Wisnowski kept one time when he wasn't supposed to, but there were penalties because DFF lined up wrong. Shocker. Actually, I don't think it was DFF on that one. I think it was a penalty on Ronnie Bell, block in the back or a hold or something. So it negated it. So technically that never happened, and it wasn't called fake punt anyway. But man, I'm pumped to be here. This is episode 1321. And Niner Faithful, he says, so is everyone excited about this hire? I think I'm the most excited. I totally understand that. I know I'm biased. I could not stand Brian Snyder. I could not stand Richard Hightower, who was able to keep his job. Hightower's back with the Bears despite a regime change. He's done a lot better for the Bears than he did for us. That's not even close. And Kevin right here, hashtag CC Special Teams Edition. Ah, I love it. I love it. Talofa, Captain, appreciate you, brother. Good morning, everybody. Let's go. Bang, bang, next year, gang. I like that, Brandon. Wu-Tang is for the children. I see the shirt. Man, more positive vibes. There were three things, mainly two things, that had to happen moving forward, and that was fire special teams coordinator, fire your defensive coordinator. Those two things happened. But then it was kind of the gain, the positive vibes were a little bit mitigated because it was like, oh, well, Brandon Staley might be DC. Nick Sorensen might be special teams coordinator. And so then it was like, well, I would take Brandon Staley at defensive coordinator and Nick Sorensen as special teams coordinator over what we had last year. Both of those, I would take both of those. But it was still just like, man, it's kind of like a wet blanket. Like, man, come on, let this fire roar. Let's go. Let's let it. Let's let this bad boy air out. Let's go. Let's do this. And it was just like, meh, strong, sad. I don't know if anybody ever watched Strong Bad back in the day. They're taking our joy. They won't let us have it all. But we end up with Robert Saleh, which incredible, wasn't my number one, but was definitely in the four I wanted. And we end up with Brant Boyer, which I did not go out and rank special teams coordinators. I waited until the interviews. And of the interviews, I thought that it made the most sense. Why? The Shanahan loyalty program. Now, Kyle has never worked with Brant Boyer. But Robert Saleh has. So you're able to look back and say, hey, I haven't worked with any of these guys we interviewed. I don't know anybody. So do you like them? Obviously, Robert Saleh likes him. And so they were together for 3 years, able to bring him over here. So Shanahan loyalty program once removed. I love it. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. What's up, JP? We got Sean in the house. Mike, needs some more healing after last night. Oh, yeah. We'll talk a little bit about what happened yesterday, but I want this to be about us. I hated that game. Refs, they just can't help themselves. And they get criticized for, you know, all the stupid Mahomes penalties and hits on them that they just fabricate. So what do? They go fabricate elsewhere. They wanted it 100%. And it was a joke. I'm not a Bills guy, but yeah, that was just, it was gross. Josh, finally a competent special teams coach. Another note, go get Nick Scorton. he's big on Nick Scorton. So my question to you, Josh, man, you got to go watch. We loaded the Missouri versus A&M game, and Armand Membu kind of handled Nick Scorton pretty well. And go watch the Texas game. Kelvin Banks handled him pretty well. I don't think that is necessarily a negative whatever, but I'm not sure the 11th pick is where he should go. I would be happy for a trade down. Daniel Jeremiah didn't even have him in his first round. I'm curious. Andrew says, wake up, John. I can't wake up much more than this. I've been up for a minute now. And so I was preparing a whole episode that didn't have anything to do with this. So I got notes on notes on notes. So you guys, we rolling. Bobo, I started drinking again because of Brian Schneider and Nick Sorensen. My liver can relate. Dr. Steve Rule, John, can you do cartwheels? I can. They're not good ones. They're not going to get you far, but I could get the feet over the head. More of a round off. Back in my athletic days, maybe a little bit more. So, Michael, let's go, John. Hopefully no more mediocrity, especially. I take mediocrity. I would take mediocrity. We were 31st DVOA. We were horrible from field goal standpoint. Terrible field goal block standpoint. Terrible punt. Terrible punt return. Terrible kickoff. Terrible kickoff return. Terrible. That's the only six you got on special teams. We were the worst of 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 the worst. I think that's six. Oh man. What's up, my man, NY Niners? Appreciate it. I got to take a second. I'm pretty excited about a lot of things. Obviously, we have time to do the draft the way that we want to do the draft this year because of the time. Yeah, it's one of the silver linings. obviously, I prefer to be playing in the Super Bowl, but we're not. So you take what you got. My man, NY Niners, is an Excel / draft ninja. And he has put together such an incredible resource for us to use. I'm using it all the time. Uh-oh, there we go. We're freezing. But he put together, we've been working. So this is now up for all of our Patreon members and all of our members over on the49ersrush.com. This is up just in time for the Senior Bowl. And it's got every single position. He even made some cool graphics. I like that. So you want to look at quarterbacks, tight ends, running backs, O-line, defense. It doesn't matter. It's all there. And it's all sortable. So it's just an Excel doc that can help you. Height, weights. Now, this is all pre-combine and all those things. But, like, if you want to, like, you want to filter, okay, who has the most B-gap snaps as a defensive tackle? Are they at the Senior Bowl? That's incorporated on there. All that stuff. It's up. This is for anybody that is a subscribing member at any level. I mean, you can go join right now. I told you guys yesterday to join. That's up right now. I posted those this morning. Go check that out. Resource is incredible. So please go check that out. And just to add to that, we also have our Zoom hangout tomorrow, which, man, we're going to have so much stuff to talk about. 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to be having a Zoom hangout. That is up. So come hang out. Come have fun. Come say what's up. That's what's up. So I'm excited about that. Man, another huge shout out. Shout out to my man, Ty. Creative genius, Ty Austin. Just such a cool dude. He says, it was a bad penalty on Ronnie Bell. They said he blocked low. He never touched the guy. Yeah, I remember that. But also, I'm wearing my shirt made by Ty. My 49ers Rush shirt. He freaking crushed it. That dude is a designer. He's freaking Renaissance, man. Appreciate you. What's up, RTP? You guys are the best. Yeah, right there. Ronnie Bell PTSD. It will live off forever. I'm so glad Ronnie Bell is gone. I'm happy for him, too. He needed to go. It's hard to thrive as a bubble roster special teams player when everybody can't stand you. And I'm sure he's a great guy and a hard worker. But, man, sometimes people just need new situations. I hope he excels. I ain't got no problem with him. But I don't want him around here. Sean, I'm excited to... Please let there be a fake punt. Man, I don't know. Do you guys think Kyle will ever allow a fake punt? Ever? Hey, he talked in the past about how, well, I don't want to cheat a win. I want to earn a win. That's why we don't do the. And I'm just like, man, dude, that ain't cheating. That's part of the game. Part of the game. SB, even an upgrade to our special teams of being average would be huge for us. Anything more, that would be crazy. I'm too positive. Today is horrible. Ah, no way, man. Get that out of here. When was the last time we had a good return or touchdown on special teams? You got to go back to the Hufanga play. The, goodness, who was the cat that blocked the kick from Kansas State defensive end that we got? I know the name. I see the player. Damn it, he was a defensive end. He wasn't even supposed to be in on that play. What was his name? What was his name? He's the one that blocked the kick, then Huff fielded it and returned it for the kick. That was the last special teams touchdown. Willis. Willis. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, Niner Faith. Jordan Willis. That's what's up. Thank you. I was mind-blowing. I could see his college number 78. I remember him on Kansas State. I remember him balling out against Texas. I knew who it was, just the name was blanking. Jordan Willis. I think that was the last time we had, like, one of the huge touchdowns or whatever. But, ugh.
The big game is almost here, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last football game of the season with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while watching the big game. Prize Picks is also giving away a free pick for the big game, where one of the starting quarterbacks will only need to throw for 1 yard. That's right, one passing yard to win half of the bet. If you're correct on the other stat projection, which you have to make at least one more, you can win real cash. Also, check out the promos tab or tell any of our super sweet Millie winners for the big game lineups. If you tell a lineup that goes 3 for 3, you can win your split of $1 million in promo funds. Prize Pick now also offers MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account this sports season. So sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. And I've been playing Prize Picks for years. I just like how quick and easy it is. You pick two. If they happen, you win. It's very, very simple. So Download the app today. Use code 49ers, that's 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, download the app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us, for open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
I think you got to go back to Ted Ginn Jr. I think that was the last one. It was bad. Yeah, Ted Ginn back in 2010. Oh, Joe, what's up? I've been faithful for over 50 years. Yeah, I respect Joe so much. When Joe talks, I listen. That dude knows his stuff, and I really appreciate you, man. Debo had a few this year that were negated by penalties. Yeah, that's true. Eric Saubert, man. And Braden Willis, he had one of those as well. 2011 for a punt, 2018 for a kickoff. Wow, that's good. Richie James have one. Or is it Ted Ginn? There, yeah. James had some good ones. James had that one kickoff return in 2018, but Ted Ginn was the other one for the punt. Which, man, and I will say this too. You know, I'm going through, and anytime I'm doing my draft scouting on a running back, wide receiver, corner, I'm taking extra time on special teams. I'm counting every single one, and this is going to be in our final draft book that goes out, the 49ers Rush draft book. We're listing every single kickoff return, every single punt return. Every single one of them is tallied so that you could see, man, return specialists. 49ers go after those guys, not that they necessarily translate. I think you do have your punt returner for a while, and Jacob Cowing, and then, you know, Ricky Pearsall. Kickoff return, if Debo's around, I think he has to keep doing that. You have to manufacture touches to prove his value. Not sure you do that with that contract, but if Debo's on this team, I think he's returning kicks from here on out, and I think that's a good thing. I would like to pair him with somebody else. I prefer to have Debo and Pearsall back there personally, but yeah, the 49ers value guys that can do things with the football in their hands, period. Ed, we're back, baby. It's starting to build again. Positive on positive on positive. You're getting positive injury news from CMC. You're getting positive just across the board stuff. You got, you know, contracts. I'd like to see Brock Purdy's deal get done soon. But now that your special teams and your coaching staff is kind of being solidified, you finally got all three coordinators. Now you can get down to the other stuff. Because those guys build out their staff. You tell Brent Boyer, okay, figure out your assistant. You interview with the guys we have. Do you want to keep them? No. Do you want to replace them? Cool. Same thing with Robert Saleh. That's kind of where it is. But now you get about the business. You had to do these things before you did the other things. You had to fill your coaching staff. Now you can do contracts. You could start doing free agency. You could start, obviously, the scouts have been working draft, but now Shanahan and Lynch can do that stuff as well. Now, this was the next step. DC, and I said, man, special teams coordinator, I expected the next 2 days. I think it was the next day after I said that, but like, it needed to get done. And you had the interviews done. And then once you got the Saleh thumbs up for Brent Boyer package deal, baby. I love it. Yeah, a lot of refs, nasty work. I'm with you, Matthew, man. Cowachipto, uh-oh. We got some Nick Scorton. Slander going on everywhere and handled Scorton. I don't mind it when it's A&M, guys. I'm just joking. Sounds like Nick Sorensen will be joining Pete Carroll. Ooh, I would. Good for him. Like, I don't want him on our team. That doesn't mean I want bad things for him. I hope he's their special teams coordinator. I really, really do. Yeah, good. Like, I'm happy for him. Hey, let's go. Get him going. But I don't want him around here. It makes sense because he played under him and all that stuff. He coached under him and all that stuff. I get it. Man, let him go. Bye. Go make money. Go be happy. Like, I don't hate you, just like Ronnie Bell. Like, I don't hate. I think he's the worst defensive coordinator we've ever had in the history of the 49ers, and I think that's saying a lot. Yeah, two Hall of Famers on your team, and you suck that bad? Yeah, bye. But go be successful. Am I going to be mad if Richard Hightower, who was our last special teams guy we got rid of, is successful? No, I'm not. I'm not at all. Am I mad if Brian Schneider goes in successful or if Nick Sorensen? No. That's not it. That mentality, like, Oren Burks, okay? Oren Burks was the worst player that we had in the Super Bowl. Maybe Aaron Banks. Probably Oren Burks. Well, N'Kobe Dean for the Eagles goes down. Oren Burks steps up and sack, fumble recovery, force fumble, tackle for loss. Just goes off the freaking rocker and has the best game of his career. I hate the Eagles. But I don't hate Oren Burks. I think Oren Burks is a great dude, and I think that he played really good football for us until we needed him most in an injury setting when Dre Greenlaw went down in the Super Bowl. That doesn't mean I hate Oren Burks. And I don't know. I know a lot of people, I saw a lot of the posts, like, I don't hate Jake Moody. I don't hate those guys. I just don't want them on our teams. And if they go elsewhere and succeed, cool. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a big grudge guy, but not for bad play. I hope they're successful. What's up, Philip? Appreciate you, man. Nigel, last great special teams play was week 5. Yeah, it's been a minute, man. It's been a long time. Ty, kickoff coverage was so bad. Nowhere to go but up. That's so true, man. That is so freaking true. Now, let's dive into my notes that I have on Brant Boyer. New special teams coach for the 49ers. I freaking love it. So he's 53 years old. He's a Utah guy. He's from Ogden, Utah. Shout out to Powder Mountain. Anybody knows what's up there? That's North Ogden, but you drive through there. He was drafted. He's a football player. Very similar playing career as Nick Sorensen. Drafted in the 6th round by the Dolphins back in 1994. Last time the 49ers won the Super Bowl. He was a linebacker, but predominantly a backup linebacker. I think he had 17 starts in his 10-year career in the NFL as a player. He was a special teams back. He's Oren Burks. You know what I mean? He was Nick Sorensen. That's what he was. That's an awesome living. That's an incredible career. A little draft nugget. The 49ers took Tony Peterson, linebacker, a little before him in the 5th round. That was our pick right before Brant Boyer went off the linebacker out of Notre Dame. Y'all remember him? Anyway, so he was with the Dolphins his rookie year, 1994. Then he was with the Jags for 6 years, 95 to 2000. And then the Browns for 4 years, 01, 02, 03, 04. So 10 years in the NFL. It didn't really start even get his starts at the defensive side until the last 4 years of his career. The NFL used to be like that. It's not anymore. 10-year career, only 17 starts, career special team or a backup. But I started looking at the rosters that he was on and the coaching staffs that he played under. Man, listen to these names. Don Shula drafted him. Tom Coughlin, Dick Geron, Dom Capers, Bruce Arians, Todd Bowles, Chuck Pagano, Butch Davis, Dave Campo, Those are some awesome names. Now, Dave Campo doesn't really belong on the list with those other ones, but he's a good special teams coach and was regarded as such. That's important because he learned under these guys. And also, back to our 49ers links, guess who was the general manager that chose to bring my man Brant Boyer over to the Browns? None other than Dwight Clark. So, again, you've got your 49ers ties whenever they signed him to a relatively lucrative deal back in the day to start for them. And he did for a while, but he wasn't that good. Played with, man, Dan Marino, Brian Cox, Irvin Fryer, Keith Jackson, Troy Vincent, Jimmy Smith, Fred Taylor, Tony Bisala, and Phil Dawson. That is important. Now, his coaching career, he started off as an intern, worked his way up. You get your foot in the door in the NFL. He played for 10 years. He had some connections. He was an intern for the Browns back in 2009. Then he had to intern again for the Giants in 2010. He was with them for a year and a half. Finally got his first coaching job with the Colts back in 2012. He was with them for 4 seasons. And that was during the time he was working on special teams exclusively. Adam Vinatieri, Pat McAfee. Yeah, He vaulted that into a full special teams coordinator gig with the Jets in 2016 under Todd Bowles, and was able to keep his job from 2016 to the present through four regime changes: Todd Bowles, Adam Gase, Robert Saleh, and then Jeff Ulbrich. It wasn't fired or whatever else, but not sure he wanted to stick around. The 49ers brought him over Brant Boyer. And man, you talk about somebody with experience, that's all I wanted. When they started interviewing DCs and special teams coordinators with no experience as a special teams coordinator, I was like, what is you doing? What is you doing? But they finally realized, like, they went after the most experienced person that they interviewed. And I love that. I love experience from a coordinator position. And he's had success. Here we go. He's been a coach, a special teams coordinator since 2016, right? So we've got 3, 6, 9 years. He'll be going into his 10th year. And his recent year was his worst. In 2024, the Jets finished 22nd, but that was a complete catastrophe of a program. I mean, when they fired Robert Saleh in week 5, everything, wheels fell off. It got bad. Defensively, special teams, offensively, man, it just worse, all across the board. Offense, defense, special teams, ownership not traded for players because of Madden ratings. Joke of a franchise, the Jets. So finished 22nd. 2023, finished 5th, top 5. 2024, 14th. 2021, special teams unit was 2nd. 2020, 25th. 2019, they were 10th. 2018, they were number one special teams in the NFL. 2017, 21, 2016, 18. So in 9 years, he has 1, 2, 3, 4 top 10 finishes and 3 top 5 finishes. Do I think he's the best special teams coach in the NFL? I do not. Do I think that he's a top 3 special teams coach in the NFL? I do not. But you have to go back to the contextual situation that is the Niners have been bottom 5 forever. Sandlot right there. If we're just average, I would be so happy. If you told me right now we could mirror this exact rankings from the past 2 years, I'd take it to heartbeat. 22nd, then 5th? Man, sign me up. You told me you'd be 22nd every year. I'd be okay with it, to be honest with you. I would be honest with you. Ooh, shout out to my man, Invader. We got the official measurements coming out of the Senior Bowl. Now, having said that, we are not going to adjust any of our stuff until the combine. I want it to be uniform and all that stuff. But Marshall Edge came in 6'3", 251, 32-inch arms. That is bad, bad, bad. The height is bad. The weight is good. The arm length is bad. Trent Baalke would be disgusted looking at these. Does this mean that he should not be the pick at 11? It definitely makes it harder. Does it mean Mike Green won't go in the first round? I think a 3-4 team is fine with these numbers. But not looking great. Not looking great. But if you are watching any of the Senior Bowl, man, make sure you use our resource that I just shared with you. It's on Patreon, the49ersrush.com. Use that spreadsheet. You see a number, you see a name, you just look on the spreadsheet at that position, you'd be like, ooh, this guy has experience. He has production. He's good against the run. You can see all of that. That's going to be there. Gosh, man, I'm excited. And the fake punts, I think, is a big deal to me. Again, not scientific at all, but I found 5 videos of fake punts, and they were all different. You know, you had the sneak up the middle, you had to sneak off the edge, you had the punter throwing a pass. Yeah, you had a couple different ones, a little shovel pass inside. Like, they're varied, and I love that teams that play the Niners, especially early on in 2025, are going to have to say, look, man, this guy fakes punts. We have to be prepared for it. Under Kyle Shanahan, we don't have to be prepared for it. Just line up, be sound, we're fine. You have your man, you have your zone. It's simple. But now you just have an extra added element. And I was always big that in the first 2 games, I always faked a punt, always, because I wanted something on tape that the opposing teams had to prepare for. always. Like, I don't care. And I would tell my coaches, like, going into it, we're faking a punt in the first or second game. If we get an opportunity in the first game, we'll take it. If we get an opportunity in the second game, and we did the first, we'll force it. I want that on tape for all to see so that whenever they do their tape against us, they got to spend time in their special teams meeting. This is a fake punt that they did. I want that on tape. I don't know if Shanahan's going to let somebody do that, but I really hope that they do. Let's see here. Fun fact about that play. The next closest player to recovering that block besides Hufanga was River Craycraft. I like River Craycraft. That's a fun one. That's a fun one. We're still in some of those fun talks. I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, I've got a whole bunch of other stuff. I want to see what y'all's comments are on a lot of the things that came across with the special teams coordinator. I'm way behind in the chat, but I'm going to catch up. And, man, whatever you're going to do, if you are going to bet on Super Bowls, props, whatever else, you know where you got to go. It's win or go home for the NFL playoffs. And all roads lead to New Orleans. But here's the thing. Your chance to get in on every high-stakes moment along the way starts with MyBookie. MyBookie is the ultimate destination for bettors who want more. Whether you're backing the underdogs, riding with the favorites, every drive, every touchdown, every moment is an opportunity to win big. And you can kick off 2025 right. They have risk-free Thursdays. That's where you place a bet. And if it doesn't hit, MyBookie has your back. Dive into the Bet Boost tab to supercharge your picks and build that bankroll before the Super Bowl. And even when the games are over, the action doesn't stop with MyBookie's online casino. Blackjack, Baccarat, Roulette, Slots, it's all there whether you're celebrating a big win or you're gearing up for the next round. And if you haven't joined yet, use promo code 49ERS49ERS on your first deposit. MyBookie will hook you up with an instant bonus because you deserve to start strong. Season isn't just about watching history unfold. It's about being part of it. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, with MyBookie. I love this. This is probably one of my favorite super chats. It probably is the definition or perhaps summary of this podcast in general. Shout out to Break It 80. Appreciate the super chat. Average for the win. Yes, sir. That's all we want with special teams. That's all I want in life. It's just average. I'm cool with that. Hey, be content. Be happy. Special teams average. That's all we're going for. Philip, appreciate you, man. Your positivity is why I watch you, JC, but I can't stand Burks, and Mahomes is going to pick on him, I guarantee you. Every single time the 49ers have played the Chiefs, we have been down a linebacker. And you can go back to... Gosh, the year we were awesome. I think it was 2019. We were like down 3 points at the halftime, but Dre Greenlaw got hurt. They put in DFF. Every run play, every pass game went right at DFF. It just blew us out in the second half. You go to the Super Bowl, the very first Super Bowl 2019. Guess what? You rush back Quan Alexander. He was the worst player in the 2019. Missed tackles, dropped interception, couldn't cover, couldn't tackle, couldn't do anything. He was playing out there hurt. We rushed him back. They took advantage of him. Go back to 2023 in the Super Bowl. Dre Greenlaw gets hurt. We're dominating the game, offense, defense everywhere. You put in Oren Burks. That's who they go after. I think it's going to happen again. Oren Burks balled out, and he's been in there. He's like, oh, don't worry, guys. I was in the Super Bowl last year, whenever they targeted me. I got it now. The good news is that, I don't know if this is good news or not, but Oren Burks will be able to practice with the ones because he's the projected starter instead of your guy going out in the first freaking quarter. That's different. And Ed right here makes you wonder how the last two Super Bowl losses would have been different if we had a mid special teams. Yeah, if you just would have had somebody that could personnel right and coach mistakes right. Like if you just had Samuel Womack out there as your cornerback on punt return instead of Darrell Luter Jr., who continuously runs right into his own guy, you change that one turnover. Who knows? The playoffs have taught us anything this offseason. You got to protect the ball to win. Got to protect the ball. You got to have the refs on your side. Niners ain't going to do that anytime soon. Yeah. Right here, NY Niners. I'm just happy not to get burned by someone else's fakes anymore. Let's make the bet. Yeah, let's go. Let's have a sound punt protection. Let's have a sound defense out there against a punt team. We don't have anybody lined up outside their wings. Anyway, that's in the past. Thank God. Bobo, we won't try it, but opponents will definitely try fake punts on us. Yeah, since Shedan showed up, 11 fake punts have been converted against us. 0 fake punts have been attempted by us. Invader, I want Shedan laser focus on offense, but he's just got to say, hey, like, so what happens? And again, I've been a special teams coordinator. I've been a head coach. I've been an OC. I've been a DC. You're on that headset, and you're in fake territory, right? And from every standpoint. And again, a lot of times, you know, the head coach is on there and you're like, look, it's 3rd and 7 and you're in kind of gray area, right? You're past the 50 or you're the negative 45. You're close. And depending on the game script, whatever else, you'll say, like, look, if it's 4th and 3 or less, we'll go for it. And so you're chiming up everything. And then sometimes you'll say, look, man, we got to have this. We're going to go for a fake punt if we don't get the first here. So you switch over your special teams coordinator. You tell them, hey, get your best fake punt ready for a 4th and long, for a 4th and short, for a 4th and whatever. So that he's getting his special teams unit and he's walking through all the stuff on the field and all that stuff. It's communication. So for Kyle Shedahead, he just has to basically say no or yes. He's not coaching it up. It's just a simple conversation while we're, you know, hey, let's fake something. And you have that built into your game plan. If we're in a 4th and mid, you know, 3 to 7 yards, this is what we're going to do. 4th and short, 4th and long. You have those built in. And so, yeah, it's just a yes or no. And you don't, Shedahead ain't drawing it up. You just say yes or no. Like, yeah, have this play in effect. But I've been to so many practices and training camps. I've never seen a fake punt practiced ever, 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 ever. I've seen a zone handoff to Kyle Juszczyk, throw back to George Kittle, probably or throw back to Brock Purdy, probably 20 times. They do that all the time. I ain't never called that play. So take that for what it will. Thomas, I'd be willing to bet Shanahan has the most punts on 4th and 3 or less in the last 8 years. Way too conservative. I do agree there. Shanahan is not a there's coaches that have the analytics and there's coaches that have a feel. Shanahan's a feel coach. And you hear this at his press conferences all the time where he's like, well, I was feeling really good about it and we were going to go for it, but then we lost yards on 3rd down. And so after we lost yards, it's just like, man, let's just punt it. Like he's just like throw his hands up. Nah. You see him on sideline, just like a penalty or a sack or You run to get 1 or 2, and you get stuffed, and you lose a yard. You'll see him just throw his hands up, turn and walk away. He's punt it. He's not the – if you watch Prime Vision and the guy comes to him, hi, an analytics shows at 4th and 3 or less, you're supposed to go. He ain't that. He don't care about that. He don't have that on his sheet. He don't even care. He does not care about that. It is momentum. It is how I feel after the previous play. And so when those negative plays happen, throw your hands up, he ain't doing it. And so whereas other coaches, they'll have a quarter. You'll have literally a little postage stamp on there that says 4th and 3 or less from the negative 39. Go for it. 4th and, you know, and you have all these different things. And coaches will like literally look at the chart. Does it fit that? Go for it. A lot of coaches aren't like that. In fact, I think probably majority are not like that. But we are starting to see teams go for it more. Now, you look at the Commanders game. I think they went for 4th down 3 times on the first drive and then settled for a field goal on a 4th and 5. I thought that was the right call, actually. I'm probably a little bit more conservative than most. I just think about Dan Campbell losing all those games whenever it matters most because he's tough. We go for it. Caveman, rah, rah. Like, yeah, how'd that work out for you? What'd you get, 2 playoff wins? Two playoff wins? Yeah. I'm big on not giving the momentum away. And, like, the Eagles won by a lot, but whenever they were up 8 points, you kick a field goal, you're up 9. It's second half. I think it was the 3rd quarter whenever that happened. I was like, dude, that was the stupidest decision ever. You're up 8 points. Kick a field goal or kick the extra point, you're up 9. Now it's 2. They have to score twice no matter what. If you go for 2, and I know they had the penalty, so they put it on the 1-yard line. I was like, man, that is dumb. I understand tush push, whatever else. I understand, yeah, tough. Yeah, they can't stop us. Raw. You take the guaranteed two possessions. You don't give the momentum to the other team. You don't, and that's what they did. Now they fumbled the kickoff, and so that momentum didn't last at all. But it was just like, I disagreed with that take. And it was funny. Like, I was like, man, I take that kick the whole time. And people start cussing me out. I thought it was pretty funny. I was like, whoa, calm down. Disagreements are good. You are blocked. It's what it is. It's what it is. Anyway, take that for what you want. Ooh, we've got some fun player names in the chat. I like that. Mike, I want them to actually practice special teams in practice. Anything will be so much better. I can't wait to go to training camp again this year and watch special teams practice, because they didn't practice it last year at all. They talked it on the field. You talk special teams in meetings. You practice special teams on the field. Brian Snyder never understood that, ever. He talked. He would talk. There would be three reps in a 20-minute period. That's it. How do you get better at that? You rep on the field, you teach in the room. You rep on the field, you teach in the room. I'm excited to finally see a legitimate special teams coordinator out there. Now, maybe Brent Boyer goes out there and it's the same way. I sure as hell hope not. I want reps. I want reps. It's what it is. And I do have to say, it's fun with this coaching hiring cycle going on. I got offered a coaching job yesterday, which was fun. Back in my home state, Texas, I said no for sure. But it was cool. It was like, all right, yeah, that's fun. That's fun. And I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm good where I'm at. I am past those days. But it was cool. It was nice to be wanted. Made me feel good. Yeah, the coaching hiring cycle is taking place all across the country, high school, college, NFL. I'm nowhere near Brent Boyer or Brian Snyder. And for the people that always, again, I think that this is important to push back on, well, they know better than you. They know better than you. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. I literally showed tape about mistakes happening that were never corrected that led to major, major issues. And so do I know better than them? No. But in certain areas, I do. It's just true. That's just true. I believe in that. And that's okay if you don't. And if you're just here as a fan, that's cool too. Now, I had a pretty cool question from Sean C. This one's rough. He says, wanted to ask about Charles Omenihu. He's going to be a free agent at the end of this season. Do you think the Niners will take a look at him? So you got to look at the cap. Omenihu's current salary is about $8 million per year. I think it's going to go down. He has one sack this year, but he's coming back from this horrible injury. Still a productive player. I think he'll get a little less than that. I think you can get him about $6 to $8 million a year. Now, the question is, with the past, you remember right before the Super Bowl, he got arrested for domestic violence. All that stuff went through court, whatever else. Andy Reid loves those players. That's why he signed him immediately. Brett Veach loves those players. You harm women or children, you are plus one to that franchise, to the Dallas Cowboys, to a lot of different teams. The 49ers have stayed away from those guys. Now, we know Charles Omenihu fits our culture. We know he fits our scheme. He had his best year in the NFL with us. I don't know if that's something the 49ers are going to, you know, go back on or whatever. They did a little play of the Super Bowl. It didn't work out. I don't know. I would pass personally, but I know Andy Reid won't, and I know that they like him because he's a cheap, valuable piece that rotates in on that defensive end. I would like to get a guy like him. I personally would not, but I do think that he fits. And so, yeah. So Charles, I mean, he's a Longhorn, and I'm over here saying, nah, I do not want to bring him back. Andy Reid said, let's take him. Mario says, I want winners. I want winners. Well, I'm not sure what he's done to help win. He didn't even really play. But yeah, Charles Omenihu, I like it. Andy Reid doesn't care about Hills assault, pregnant women. Yeah, they love that stuff. I mean, you could go back to where he's got players committing suicide in the parking lot and beating women, promotion, player captains. He does not care at all. I think Andy Reid's a great coach, but I think he's a horrible human being. I do, and I think that he has no problem with people, and maybe that's not his job, and that's okay. I love that I can take my kids to games and say, hey, we're cheering for these people that don't beat women and children, which, you know, I'm foster adoptive parents, so that's important to me. I know it's not important to everybody else, but that's okay. And right here, Shanahan has changed his philosophy. I believe that. He got burned on Foster. Shout out to Invader Niner here. Never drafted a poor character player since. The Niners, it's a big deal. And I talk to people that meet, and I talk to players, and I talk to coaches. And it's important. Player character and intelligence is very valuable to the 49ers. Brody, appreciate the super chat. Hey, John, as a soon-to-be Longhorn and Niner fan, I love it. Just wanted to say, hook them and go Niners. The best of the best, Brody. That's what you are. And shout out to Sark, man. They signed him to an extension. He ain't going nowhere. Why would you leave when you got Arch Manning sitting there? Dude's going to be a future number one overall pick. I just hope he don't go to the NFC West. God, I love Arch Manning. That dude, so freaking good. Anyway, let's see here. Brunel, he says, with the Boyer hiring, I think Braxton Berrios could be a free agency pickup. Braxton Berrios, damn good player. And I do want a veteran wide receiver / special teamer. I do not want a draft pick. We have young wide receivers. We have Cowing. We have Pearsall. Teach, coach them. We need more vet. We have two young pups. Bring them up. I want vet guys that could step in and play. I would love a Braxton Berrios. I prefer an outside corner, outside wide receiver that could push vertically, not a slot guy, but I would take it. Atomic, what's up, man? Long time no see. We aren't in the Super Bowl, but on the bright side, give us more time to lock in our new DC and special teams coach. Now we just need to lock in the draft and free agency. I'm with you. Silver linings are a big deal. And yeah, I get it. Everything ain't perfect. Niners should be playing for the Super Bowl. Yeah. But that's what it is. Jordan, appreciate you. He says, Mike, it's okay saying we all knew that they should keep Barkley, but we also knew the Giants were going to be competing. We're not going to be competing, so why pay them? My thing is, the Giants, if you didn't watch that Hard Knocks, the offseason one, go watch it. Like, it's still awesome. And to look back on it, still, it's my favorite Hard Knocks that was ever made. But what's crazy is they made terrible decision after terrible decision, and you saw their flawed logic, their flawed execution, and all those things. And they still got to keep their job. Brian Daboll and Schoen still have their jobs as GM and head coach. That's crazy to me. And like, for the people that are like, fire Shanahan, dude, Brian Daboll and Joe Schoen are still employed, and they have done nothing, nada. Anyway, I'm not saying any of you are here. I know you're not here. If you're here, I appreciate you. Oscar, what's up, man? He says, bring over Cooper Kupp. Yeah. If he wants to come over here on it, because I think he's going to get cut. And they're going to have to redo Stafford's deal. I don't think they're going to pay Kupp because let's see here. I want to pull up his contract. He's got a lot of money due. Let's see here. Doing this live on air, so I apologize on the timing, but yeah, he's got 2 years left on his deal. He's got a $29.7 million cap hit this upcoming season, 2025, and then a $27.3 million cap hit in 2026. He ain't playing. If you cut him, golly, they only save $7 million. If they do a post June 1, they save $15 million against the cap. Dang, that's a lot of dead cap. They cut him. They're paying him $15 million against the cap, but they get $15 back. I mean, he didn't even start the playoff game. He wasn't even the number two wide receiver. I would love Cooper Kupp, but I think he'll get more money elsewhere, and I think he'll get more snaps elsewhere. Our 49ers wide receiver room is stacked. Ayuk's going to be back. Juwan Jennings, is he going to take snaps off? I don't know. Debo and Pearsall, that's four deep. Now, that's assuming Ayuk is healthy, which I think that he will be with the timing of his injury. But, man, I want a cheap vet option that can play outside wide receiver. Like a Zay Jones, I would love that. Now, he's got some character issues in his past, but a little bit different with what he's been through. I don't want to go down that one. Right here, David, I'm just excited to get finally our players healthy, and I think we will. A couple go to the Chargers. That makes the most sense. I do like that. Greg Roman's offense, he would be perfect. He would be perfect in that offense. Let's see here. Joe, the Fire Shade AM people are probably flat earthers too. That's funny. Give them 2 years, $15 million. Oscar says, I wouldn't be opposed to it, but who are you taking snaps away from? You're already paying the most wide receiver room already. I don't want to add more. I do want a vet wide receiver, though, for that last spot. Because you've got your four. You've got them. And if you want to add Jacob Cowing, that's five. What's up, Eric? He says, hey, what's up, JC? First live show. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. If this is your first time with us, go ahead and hit that like button. We like you. You like us. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Right here, Kyle, he says, do you think DJ Reed is a viable pickup? I do not. I think he's a damn good player, but I think he's going to get about $13 to $15 million a year. We already have our top two corners that are young and locked up, and D'Amador Lenore and Renardo Green. I think we need a number three corner, which I would like to go the vet route, but I don't want to go top paid route. And, okay, so let's say you bring over DJ Reed. Are you going to go to Renardo Green and you're going to say, hey, buddy, we're going to take you off the field? These are our top two corners, which would be Demo and DJ Reed. No doubt about that. But, like, do you want to take your young pup out of a starting rotation and pay $14 million a year to a position you're already paying a lot of money to? Niners historically only play one corner. Pay one corner. The rest are young pups. Now, if you look at the cornerback class, there are a lot of players you could get. Somebody like a Jordan Lewis, Paulson Adebo, who's, you know, and that's a Stanford kid. There are guys, Christian Fulton, I know he's banged up, but if he's our number three, go get a Stephon Gilmore, who's half the price of DJ Reed. Older, but man, no problem. Like, there are guys, Asante Samuel Jr., remember how much we used to like him? I would much rather have some of those guys, Rasul Douglas, Jonathan Jones, Troy Hill. There's a lot, Dory Jackson. There's a lot of guys I would be comfortable with at that number three corner. I don't think that you have to pay a premium for another corner. You're already paying one premium for Demo. I don't want two high paid corners personally, not in our scheme. I want the money going to the defensive line. I want the draft picks going to the defensive line. We have the corners to be successful. You add a third, fourth corner. I think that's the route the 49ers have built around. I hope that's what they do. Personally. So not that I don't, I love DJ Reed. I'm just talking from a, how I want to allocate my funds, draft and salary cap. I don't want two high paid corners personally in this scheme. This is a defensive line front seven, protect the corners personally scheme. That's what I want. Yeah. Not for 14 million. That's what I would like. Move Jennings to tight end two. Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that. Jennings proved he could play X. I think he's here to stay. And if I'm Jennings, this he's going into the last year of his deal, and I gave you a team-friendly deal. You move me to tight end. You're killing my future income. You don't do that. You keep Jennings right where he is. It works. But you got to get him more snaps. Like, you cannot take snaps away from him. That dude was unbelievable. 49ers need a slot corner. Leave Demo outside full time. Demo would fight you over that, Ty. He is the one that has begged to go inside. He wants to hit the quarterback. He wants Demo gets what Demo wants. And I think that he has turned into one of the best slot. He's the first slot corner the 49ers have had that can stop the zone fade since Shanahan showed up. And that was with Saleh. He's the first guy. Jimmy Ward couldn't do it. K'Wan Williams couldn't do it. Isaiah Oliver couldn't do it. Nobody could do it. I like what Demo's got going personally. I really, really do. I really, really do. So right here, a lot of coaching changes. I guess the teams that need a new head coaches will be more competitive in the next season. Yeah. Right here. Who was your number one choice? If not Saleh, I love Jeff Ulbrich. I really, really do. I know that he put up a little bit of a stinker after Saleh left and that kind of knocked it down, but I thought Jeff Ulbrich was a guy you could keep long-term, but my four guys, in no particular order, Robert Saleh, Jeff Ulbrich, and I really, really did like Dennis Allen and Lou Anarumo. As long as we got one of those, I'd be happy. Saleh wasn't my one, though, but he was up there. He was probably my two or three. It's just those four. I was just like, man, if we get one of these, I'm going to be happy. Really, really did. NY Niners, I won't cry if we bring back Yotam and draft after that. I want Yotam back, and I know everybody disagrees with me. That dude's a stud special teamer. I don't want him back as a number three corner. I'm fine with him being our number four, number five corner. He's better than Darrell Luter Jr., and I think he's better than Rock Ya-Sin because of the special teams value. That's why I want him back, and he's cheap. He's a cheap physical corner. I love physical corners that can play special teams. Isaac Yeldon was a stud. Was runner-up for my Special Teams Player of the Year award. Take that for what you will. That's okay. Oh, look at that. I got an excellent point. Thank you, Invader. That's my burner account. Ty, I understand Chapa Timo is still beast on the outside. I think there's more value there. I think a lot of teams agree with you. And you look at the pay allocated to true nickel corners and outside corners get paid more. That is facts. Invader, they will draft at least three defensive linemen. Gosh, going from zero drafted linemen to three defensive linemen, I sign up on that one. I'd be fine with four. I would be fine with four. I'd be really happy. Yeah, Yadom is good for Boyer. I like that. Daryl, the Robert Saleh move was very crucial to the coaching staff and aid with the defense. I'm with you. And just momentum and excitement and the defense and the energy. Oh, huge. Oldbrick got hired elsewhere. We never even interviewed him. Right here, Antoine, does Debo hit the trade block? Maybe the trade block, but again, you go look at Debo's contract, and I understand when everybody says, oh, trade so-and-so, they're not worth it. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm saying look at the contract, first off. You have to have a contract that's tradable. You have to have a team that wants them, and it has to make sense for the 49ers as well. It's three things. And I don't think Debo has a no-trade clause. Let me look through the contract notes. I'm not seeing anything that is allocated there on that, so if it is, I'm not seeing it. Debo is in the last year of his deal, okay? If you trade, here's where it gets funny. And this is the way that he built his contract out. If you trade Debo, you want draft picks, right? Well, guess what? If you trade Debo this year, you lose an additional $15 million off your cap. You don't get cap relief. So for the people that are like, oh, let's trade Debo. You can't trade him before the draft. If you trade Debo pre-June 1st, you lose $15.6 million additionally off the $31 million dead cap that has already taken place. Does that make sense? So I get it, and I can make this cool graphic. Man, Niners should trade Debo, and it would get thousands and thousands of views and downloads over whatever else it is. But it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Why would you trade Debo and lose an additional $15 million off the cap? He brings you no relief. Now, the only thing that you could do is maybe trade him after June 1st. The draft is already coming past. So now you're going to trade Debo away, and you're going to get nothing, right? Shout out to Gene Wilder. You get nothing. Good day, sir. Nothing. But if you trade him after the draft for future picks, is that what people want? You save $5 million. That's it. If you trade him after the draft, doesn't make sense. Now, even if you cut him after the draft, you save $5 million on the cap. The money spent, guys, and the way that this contract was negotiated, it made it to where he wouldn't be cut or traded. He's going to control his destiny. Debo ain't going nowhere. That's not my opinion. That's what the numbers and the contract are telling me. So you mean to tell me a team's going to have to pay out the wazoo? Is a team going to trade a second-round pick for Debo with what you've seen? Who could use Debo better than Kyle Shanahan? Maybe Ben Johnson. Maybe. But we're going to trade him and take a $15 million cap hit for what, a third rounder? Nobody's trading a first for Debo. I don't think anybody's trading a second for Debo. Debo got offered like a second round pick swap by Robert Saleh back before the contract was ever even made. You got to look at the numbers. I get the clickbait. I get that. And man, sometimes I wish I could just turn off the context and the numbers and just say, yeah, Debo's underperforming. Trade him. He looks overweight. Dude, that's not football. That's not reality. That's just triggering. Does that make sense? Am I an idiot? I know I'm an idiot, but In this situation, am I an idiot? Let's see here. You guys got to let me know. Debo extended this year. Watch. I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4 void years already on his deal. I don't know how you – he's got 4 void years left. Good Lord. I don't know how you get past that right here. Trading Debo only saves $5 million. Keep him. And that's if you trade him after the draft. So even if you trade him before the draft, you don't get that. Antoine says, oh, let's see here. Would Debo hold out? I heard he doesn't have any guaranteed money left on his deal. No, he's got a $750,000 per game roster bonus. So that dude loses almost, you know, he loses $750,000 every single game he doesn't suit up for. That dude ain't holding out. There ain't no way. Debo is, he's going to be on here. I'm going to multiply this out because I'm a smart human being. $750,000. It's $12.8 million. If he holds out and doesn't play, and then his contract tolls, no, that holdout ain't going to happen. He could want a new deal, but that's great. The money says you got to play. He's got a workout bonus, so he's got to show up for that. He's showing up. He's showing up. That's all there is to it. That dude's playing. Let me see here. It's still a $30 million cap hit. Debo ain't going nowhere. Good, good, good. Yeah. He won that deal. Yes, he did. Let's see here. Debo ain't going nowhere. Good. Okay. I feel like I'm doing my job and just created a good conversation based on facts and reason and not emotion and hot takes. That's good. Ty, Debo is a key part to Kyle's offense. He ain't going nowhere. Good, 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 good. I love it. I love it. Better to keep him. Have him return kicks. Yes. All Debo's power comes from the big caboose. That's a big caboose, a big deal. You're not alone, JC. I'm an idiot too. Thank you, Bobo. You're not an idiot. You're smarter than me. That ain't even close. All right. I'm going to keep dealing with the Debo questions, and that's okay. And we're just going to keep dealing with those. And I ain't even mad. Big Papa, draft as many defensive linemen as you want. Just get me a good center. I'm with you right there. Center is my number one priority. I hope they go vet. But if they don't, draft. I'm fine with both. I'm fine with both, to be honest with you. Jake Brindle is a capable backup center. I would have no problem with that. And I think he could play guard in a pinch. Use him as a utility guy. Obviously, he's a locker room dude. Awesome. Just no, man. You can't move forward with him as your starter. Can't do it. Won't do it. Can't win with him. Won't do it. Thank you. That's about as good Mike Singletary as I can get. It's about as good as I get. Let's see here. Val, appreciate you. She says, good show. Yeah. Center for the Falcons, Dahlman, love him. Zakil is going to win left guard. I think he has a chance. If you don't bring back Ben Bartsch, I want Zakil. The upside is there. The upside is there. I freaking love it. Right here. What kind of contract equals a win for the Niners concerning Brock Purdy? One that is very low built-in total guarantees with restructures built into it. The longer the deal, the better the deal. I want a 6-plus-year deal. I really, really do. I believe in Brock Purdy. Do I think that he is in the same level as Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Jaden Daniels? I do not. But I do think that he is a top 10 quarterback. I would sign him to a multi-year long-term deal with restructures built in, very similar structure to the Jalen Hurts deal. And I would also draft high upside backup quarterbacks late day 3. Guys like Joe Milton. Guys like that. That's what I would do. Personally, that's what it would be. Grant, what's up, man? Late to the party. Got online to inbox you. I saw the special teams guy you wanted. Yeah, I love it. And so if you walk away with anything from episode 1321 of the 49ers Rush podcast, things are up. Why? Because of Brant Boyer. We have an experienced special team with not one, not two, not three, but 4 years as a top 10 ranked special teams group. That is a positive experience, attitude. You got energy. You watch, again, go on Twitter, type in Jets fake punt. The first video click that will pop up. You'll say fake punt successful, and you'll see this dude running down the sidelines. And again, I used it as the graphic for the thumbnail on YouTube and all the other sites. Dude's got high energy. He's got the thumbs up from Robert Saleh, which is the Kyle Shanahan program once removed. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I'm excited, man. Remember, make sure you join us tomorrow on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel. Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout meeting. Going to be a blast. Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. Going to be a blast. That's going to do it for us today. Y'all, Niners are better today than they were yesterday. And I freaking love it. I don't care what happens to Sorensen. I don't care. I don't care what happens to Brandon Staley. I don't care. What I do care about is Robert Saleh and Brant Boyer. The coordinators are filled. Things are looking up. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.